Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our virtual Mishnah Berurah here. We're holding in Mishnah Berurah Chelek Dalet, and Miras Hashem, today we will be learning Daf Resh Pei Hei Amud Aleph. We are continuing to learn the halachas of Rosh Chodesh. We pick up today on the top of Resh Pei Hei Amud Aleph with a new Siman Tav Chaf Gimel, Seder Kriyas HaTorah B'Rosh Chodesh. Largely, we're going to be discussing the setup of laning on Rosh Chodesh, Ubay Dal Seifim, and here we have four Seifim. So, of course, Siman Tav Chav Gimel is coming on the heels of Siman Tav Chav Beis. In Tav Chav Beis, we discussed the Kriyas HaHalel, saying Halel on Rosh Chodesh, and after Halel, we are up to laning. Today's shir is going to be audio only. Our learning today should be a schos for Achenu Kabeis Yisrael, Hanusun Batzar Ubashivya, Ha'im de Bein Bayom Ubein Bayabasha, Hamakim Yerachim Alehev Yitzia Mitzar Lerfacha, Me'afela La'ura Mishub Le'gu'ula Hashta Bagal of Esman Kariv and Amar Amen. Our learning should be a schos, Refua Shalema, for Achi Hagodol Meshabem and Esther Fradel, for Esther Fradel Bas Chana, for Yeshua Levi Ben Ahuba Malka Chana, Rifka Bashir Lea Chavadasa Bas Rezel Serel, Yitzhak Ben Tzion Ben Dusha, Tradi Bas Batsheva and Yeruchim Ben Masha, they should all have a Refua Shalema, Besach Shar Chayla Yisrael. Says the Mechaber, Siman Tav Chav Gimel, Sif Aleph. Omer Kaddish Tiskabel. After you complete Halel, the Chazan is going to say a Kaddish Shalem, he's going to say Kaddish with Tiskabel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Aleph Tiskabel, Uklal Hu, says the Chavetz Chaim, this is a rule. The Kol Yom Sheyesh by Musaf, any day that we're going to daven Musaf, so Rosh Chodesh, we daven Musaf, Chol HaMoed, we daven Musaf, Yontav, we daven Musaf, Omrim Kaddish Tiskabel Acher Halel, we have a Kaddish Shalem after Halel, Tehu Siyuma, the Tefillah Shachris. Once we daven the Shachris Shmoneh Esrei, we said Halel, we're done with Shachris, the next step is going to be Kriyas HaTorah and then a Musaf, so now we could already be Messiahim, we could end off the whole Tefillah Shachris with a Kaddish Tiskabel, a Kaddish Shalem, after Halel. There's a very interesting Dishu footnote over here, Dishu footnote number one. Dishu footnote number one. It says here in the footnote, V'hakadeh shala acher halel, this Kaddish Shalem that the Chazan is going to say after Halel, Kosav le'el, we learned earlier in Siman Kuf Chav Gimel Sivkat Yud Ches, Shehu Misyaches L'Tfilas HaShemayne Esrei. Really, this Kaddish Shalem that we're saying after Halel, it's going back on Tfilas Shachris, the Iker of Tfilas Shachris, is the Tfilah of Shemayne Esrei. So this Kaddish Shalem is kind of like the closure after the Shemayne Esrei of Tfilah Shachris. Ulechein, and therefore, Kosav Shom, we learned over there, Sheyizar HaShatz Miladaber, Shaloim Inyoni HaTfilah, Acher Ad LaAcher Kaddish Tiskabel ShalaAcher Halel. Since the Chazan is saying the Kaddish Shalem after Halel, really on the Tfilah Shemayne Esrei of Shachris, it's incumbent upon the Chazan to make sure that he doesn't make any kind of unnecessary hefsik, any kind of interruption. He shouldn't speak anything that doesn't have to do with davening. If he has to turn to the Gabbai and he has to ask the Gabbai, I'm not sure, am I supposed to say Chatzi Kaddish or Kaddish Shalem? That's Bein Yonei HaTfilah. But he should not speak out anything that's not Tzerchei Tfilah between the Chazaras HaShatz and the eventual Kaddish Shalem after Halel, because that Kaddish Shalem is actually going back on the Shemoneh Esrei. Now, in the next paragraph here, he brings up something that does happen. I've seen this happen. What happens if the Chazan, they finish Halel, and now, instead of saying Kaddish Shalem, he says Chatzi Kaddish. There are times that we say Chatzi Kaddish after Halel. For example, Chanukah. On Chanukah, there's no Musaf. So on Chanukah, we don't say a Kaddish Shalem with Tiskabel after Halel. We only say a Chatzi Kaddish. So there is a precedent for a Chatzi Kaddish after Halel. So maybe the Chazan is going to get confused, and he's going to finish Halel on Rosh Chodesh, and he only says a Chatzi Kaddish. He doesn't say Kaddish Shalem. And maybe nobody picked up on it right away. So they said Halel, the Chazan said Chatzi Kaddish, and now they go right away to laning. And now they're laning, and somebody comes up to the Gabbai in the middle of laning, says, you know, I think we have a little bit of a problem. I think the Chazan failed to say Kaddish Shalem after Halel. I think he only said Chatzi Kaddish. Vos Tutman, what do we do now? Kosov HaGoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, Sha'alaka Kriyas HaTorah, in such a case, after laning, normally after laning, the Baal Koyrei says a Chatzi Kaddish, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in a case where they neglected to say a proper Kaddish Sholem after Hallel, so they haven't yet been Messiah Tefillah Shacharis, they didn't close off Shacharis with a Kaddish Sholem, so then La'achar Kriyas HaTorah Yochel Lomer Kaddish Tiskabel B'Mokum Chatzi Kaddish. You should say a Kaddish Sholem after the laning to serve as the closure on Tefillah Shacharis. What do you do when you have a different chazan for Hallel? Why does this happen? Well, I could tell you that our minig in Yeshiva Staten Island is that if we have an oval, if we have a chiyuv who davens shacharis every day, so we allow a chiyuv to daven for the yomid on Rosh Chodesh, but he cannot say Hallel. So we would have the chiyuv daven shacharis until after Chazaras HaShatz. After Chazaras HaShatz, the chiyuv steps away from the Amid, and a different chazan comes and says Hallel. And then after Hallel, the original chazan takes his place. It says here in the footnote, Kishem eschalev shatz likriyas Hallel, when you have a different chazan to say Hallel, haminigu deminigish ha-shatz harishayin oimer sakadish tiskabel. The substitute shliach tzibur only says Hallel. He doesn't say the Kaddish Tiskabel, the Kaddish Sholem after Hallel. For that, the original Chazan comes back. He is the one who's going to recite the Kaddish Sholem after Hallel. When we come Hokoyim, Im Hashatz Hasheni Shama as Kol Chazaras Hashatz. Having said that, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, this is Miuchas to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. What happens if, for some reason, the replacement Shliach Tzibur, who came to the Amud for Hallel, if he's going to go ahead and say the Kaddish? Really, the original one should say the Kaddish, because he's the Chazan that was there for Shacharis. He's the Chazan who said Chazaras HaShatz. The Kaddish Sholem is going back on Shacharis. So by right, and the proper thing would be that the original Chazan should be the one to say the Kaddish Sholem, not the replacement. Having said that, says Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if the replacement Chazan comported himself in the proper way during the Chazaras HaShatz of Shacharis, meaning that he listened to the whole Chazaras HaShatz and he had kavana to the Chazaras HaShatz, so then he could also say the Kaddish Sholem. I guess this might come up if, let's say, you had the Chazan Rishon, the original Chazan, the Oval, he davened Shacharis, he said Chazaras HaShatz, he stepped away for the Amid, the substitute Chazan came to go ahead and say Hallel. Then maybe the original Chazan, let's say, had to go to the Beis HaKiseh. So the original Chazan stepped out. He's not there. Now Hallel is over. We got to say Kaddish Sholem. So now they want the replacement Chazan to be the one to say the Kaddish Sholem. Says Reb Chaim, if he listened and he paid attention to the whole Chazaras HaShatz, then it's still appropriate that he could also say the Kaddish Sholem, because he also had a Chazaras HaShatz. Shemeh Kaina, he went, he listened, he had kavana, so he could say the Chazar, he could say the Kaddish Sholem as well. Kasav Agon Reb Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal, Shemestaber, in such a case it would make sense, Shegam Hu Yochel Loimer Es HaKaddish Tiskabo, Sha'achar Hallel. Okay, let's go back here to the Mechaber. So, we said Hallel, we said Kaddish Sholem after Hallel, we are now up to laning. Says the Mechaber, we see in Sefer Torah, we take out a Sefer Torah, Bekarim by Arba'a, and we lane four aliyas from the Sefer Torah. Why four aliyas? Because on a regular Sheni v'chamishi, on a regular Monday and a Thursday, which is a regular weekday, we lane three aliyas, Kayin Levi and Yisrael. Rosh Chodesh has a higher level of Kedusha, so we have to add. So we add a fourth aliyah to show that Rosh Chodesh has a higher level of Kedusha than a regular weekday. But we're not going to make it five aliyas. Five aliyas is already Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is not mamish Yom Tov. Even though we have seen that there's a shtickle, a concept of moyed on Rosh Chodesh, uva rosh chodeshem, uva mayadechem. So yes, there is a certain aspect of moyed on Rosh Chodesh, but Rosh Chodesh is not aser ba'asiyas malacha, so it's not mamish Yom Tov. So it's a step above, it's elevated above a regular weekday. Thus, it gets four aliyas. It's not quite a Yom Tov. It doesn't get five aliyas. Also, there's an inyan of bittul malacha. Since Rosh Chodesh is mutter ba'asiyas malacha, people have to go to work. And Chazal were very sensitive to this. Chazal were very sensitive to the idea that people do have to go to work, and we can't take away time from their arbit. We can't take away time. We can't take away hours from them. It's not right. So yes, we give a fourth aliyah, but not five. And to that end, says the Mechaber, Ein Poichas in Mehem. You cannot do less than four aliyahs. It must have one more than a regular weekday. Ve'ein Maisifer Aliyah. But at the same time, you cannot add. Ve'ein Maftir in Benavi, and there is no Haftar. Moving along to Sif Beis, we come to the complicated laning of Rosh Chodesh. So before we embark on Sif Beis, it's kedai to familiarize ourselves a little bit with the parshas in the Torah that we lane for the Rosh Chodesh laning. So the Rosh Chodesh laning is to be found in Sefer Bamidbar, beginning with Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Tzavis b'nei Yisrael va'amarta aleihem es karboni lachmi l'ishai rech nichayach tishperu l'hakriv li b'mayadoi. This is the beginning, really, of the parsha of the Karban Tamid. So the laning on Rosh Chodesh consists of three parshiyos. Not three parshiyos in the colloquial sense of parshiyos, Bereshis, Noach, and Lech Lecha. Three parshiyos in the Torah. We know that the parshiyos in the Torah are separated. If you look inside the writing of a Sefer Torah, you'll see gaps. You'll see between psukim, you'll see different sized gaps. Those are what we call stumais and psuchais. There are gaps that separate the individual parshiyos of the Torah. Again, when I say the individual parshiyos of the Torah, I don't mean Bereshis and Noach. What I mean is that the Torah Kedoshah is divided up into small sections, some bigger, some smaller, and they're separated by these stumais and psuchais. And if you open up a chumash, you'll see the peis and the samachs. The pei stands for psucha. The samach stands for stuma. There's a difference between a psucha and a stuma. When you look inside the Sefer Torah, the size of the gap that separates those parshiyos in the Torah is different if it's a psucha or it's a stuma. So the laning on Rosh Chodesh consists of three different parshiyos. We have Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph, through Pasuk Ches, eight psukim, that's one parsha. Then we have Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Tes, Uveyoyim HaShabbos. So the first parsha discusses the regular Karban Tamid that was brought twice every day. You have the Tamid Shel Shachar, the Tamid Shel Bein Harabayim. That's the first parsha. Again, it's Pasuk Aleph through Ches, eight psukim. The second parsha consists of two psukim. It's Pasuk Tes and Pasuk Yud. What is that parsha? Uveyoyim HaShabbos. It tells us about the Karban Musaf that was brought on Shabbos. Ubiyam HaShabbos Shnei Chvasim B'nei Shana Timimim Ushtei Esar Nisayos Milcha B'lov HaShem V'Niskai. That's the Karban Musaf of Shabbos. So again, that is the second parsha of the Rosh Chodesh laning. Then we have the third parsha. The third parsha begins with Pasuk Yud Aleph, and it runs through Pasuk Tes Vav. That is really the part of the laning that pertains to Rosh Chodesh. And indeed, it begins, Uvarashei Chodshechem Takrivu Oila Lashem. It's this last parsha, the third parsha of the laning that we lay in on Rosh Chodesh, that's where we discuss the Karban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Now, when it comes to laning, there are a few rules that we have to bear in mind. These are all halachas that we learned back in Chelek Aleph, when we were learning the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. So one solid, hard, fast rule is that you cannot have an aliyah of less than three psukim. An aliyah has to have at least three psukim. There's no such thing as a two-pasuk aliyah or a one-pasuk aliyah. So that's rule number one. Rule number two, when you have an aliyah cannot end so that after that aliyah, there are only two psukim left in that parsha. So to use Rosh Chodesh as an example, I told you that the first parsha, not the first aliyah, the first parsha of the laning on Rosh Chodesh begins with Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Aleph, and it ends with Perek Chav Ches Pasuk Ches. So that parsha has 8 psukim. Now, you would not be able to end an aliyah by Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Vav cannot be the last pasuk of an aliyah. Why? Because then all that would be left, all that would be remaining in that parsha after that aliyah would be Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. So, for example, you could not have the Levi end his aliyah at the end of Pasuk Vav, because then that means that the Levi is going to close off his aliyah with the second bracha of his aliyah. And if you look at the Chumash, all that's going to be left to that parsha, not all that's going to be left to the Levi, all that's going to be left to that parsha is going to be Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. You can't end an aliyah when there are only 2 psukim left to the parsha. Why is that? Because the Gemara Megillah says, Chazal were afraid. Somebody is unfortunately in a rush to get out of shul for whatever reason. We're going to hope that he has an oinus. Something is forcing him to leave. So he's leaving davening early. So he listened to the second aliyah. He listened to the Levi's aliyah. He saw that the Levi ended his aliyah with Pasuk Vav. He looks in the Chumash. He sees that all that's left to the parsha is Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. He's a shtickel on Amoritz. He doesn't know what the laning for Rish Chodesh really is. And he's going to think to himself, oh, if the Levi ended his aliyah with Pasuk Vav, and there are 2 aliyahs left to the end of the parsha, that probably means that the next aliyah, Shlishi, is only going to be Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. What's the logic? Well, he looks at the Chumash and he sees there's only 2 psukim left to the parsha. Mistama, the next aliyah, is going to lay into the end of the parsha, which means that the next aliyah is going to be 2 aliyahs. But we don't want him to make that mistake, because the halacha is that an aliyah is not allowed to have 2 psukim. Can't be. So we don't want somebody to make a mistake and think he's going to reach a wrong conclusion. He's going to see that the aliyah ended and there's only 2 psukim left in the parsha. He's going to assume, wrong assumption, he's going to assume that the next aliyah is only going to be 2 psukim. We don't want him to think that. Why? Because it's not true. You're not allowed to have an aliyah that's only 2 psukim. So there are these rules that pertain to how the aliyahs of the laning have to be constructed. And because of those rules, we're going to end up with a situation here on Rosh Chodesh where we're going to have a very unusual Kriyas HaTorah. And most people are very familiar with this. What's so unusual about the Rosh Chodesh laning? Well, we're going to call up the Kayin for the first aliyah. Now, an aliyah can't have less than 3 psukim, right? So we're going to call up the Kayin. The Kayin is going to make his first bracha of his aliyah. The Balkar is going to say amen. And then the Balkar is going to lane 3 psukim. Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Shem Al Moshe Lamar. Pasuk Beis, Tzavis B'nei Yisrael, V'amart Aleim Es Karbani Lachvi Liyishai Rech Nichayach, Tishburu Lachviv Liba Mayadoi, Pasuk Gimel, V'amart Aleim, Zeha Ishe Shet Kuvu L'Hashem, Kvasim B'nei Shana Sfim Rishtar Malayim Al Samet. Okay, the Kayin had a beautiful aliyah, 3 psukim. He's going to make the second bracha of his aliyah. He's done. We're going to call up the Levi. We're going to call up the Levi. Is the Balkari going to continue with Pasuk Dalet? No. He's going to go back to the beginning of Pasuk Gimel. And he is going to lane another 3 psukim. But he's going to repeat Pasuk Gimel. So he's going to lane Pasuk Gimel. V'amarta lem zayi sheshet kvel Hashem. Kvasim b'nei shana svim v'shtar malayol ha-masavet. Which he already laned for the Kayin. Then he's going to lane Pasuk Dalet. And then the last Pasuk of the Aliyah, Pasuk number 3 of the Aliyah, is going to be Pasuk Hei. So you're going to use 5 Psukim for 2 Aliyahs. Not 6, 5. Kayin is going to be Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Levi is going to be Pasuk Gimel. You're going to repeat Pasuk Gimel. Dalet and Hei. Then you're going to call up Shlishi. Shlishi is going to lane Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin, and Pasuk Ches, 3 psukim, but he's not going to end over there. The Shlishi is going to have 5 psukim. He's going to continue with Pasuk Tes, over Yom HaShabbos, this is the next parasha already, and Pasuk Yud, Oil HaShabbos B'Shabbatoi, which is the end of the second parasha. So again, the Kayan is going to be the first three psukim. The Levi is going to repeat pasuk number three and do 3, 4, and 5. The Shlishi is going to have 5 psukim. He's going to have Vav, Zayin, and Ches, which are the last 3 psukim of the first parsha, and psukim Tes and Yud, which are the 2 psukim of the second parsha. And then finally, the Revi, the 4th aliyah that we're adding for Rosh Chodesh, that's going to be the parsha of Uvarash Echachechem, and that's going to be a nice-sized laning. It's going to be a nice-sized aliyah. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, and Tes Vav. It's going to be 5 psukim. So what's unusual about the Rosh Chodesh laning is that we're going to have this repetition. By the second aliyah, we're going to repeat pasuk gimel. We're going to shift it to reverse, and we're going to repeat one of the psukim that we already laned for the kayin. And the reason we're going to do this is because we're going to do the math, and because of the rules, some of which I already explained to you, because of the rules about how a laning has to be constructed, we're going to be put into a pickle, and we're going to have to do this unusual thing, and we're going to have to repeat a pasuk. Against that backdrop, let's see Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, the Kariya Kayin Shloisha Psukim. So for the Kayin, now the Mechaber writes it as Vikore HaKayin Shloisha Psukim. The Kayin is going to read 3 psukim. Why does the Mechaber write it that way? Because let's remember that back in the day, we didn't have a Balkore and then people who came up for Aliyas. We called up somebody for an Aliyah, and the person who came up for the Aliyah was the one who laned his Aliyah. So if we had 4 Aliyahs, we had 4 Balei Kriya. We called up the Kayan laned his Aliyah. We called up the Levi laned his Aliyah. We called up the Shlishi, he laned his Aliyah. We called up the Revi, he laned his Aliyah. We don't do that anymore because unfortunately people aren't bucky. They're not familiar enough with the laning, and not everybody could lane their own Aliyah. So we have this new minig that we have a Balkaira who lanes. And by the way, if you're a Balkaira and you're listening to this share, one thing that comes out of that halacha is that when you're a Balkaira, you have to listen to the brachas of the Ayla, and you have to be yoitza with the brachas of the Ayla. The Ayla is being moitzi you, the Balkaira, in the brachas that allows you to go lane the laning and be moitzi the tzibur. Just something that Balei Kriya have to be familiar with, that a lot of Balei Kriya don't know. So again, says the Mechaber, V'kore HaKayin Shloisha Psukim. The Kayin is going to read 3 psukim, or in our minig, the Balkaira is going to lane the first 3 psukim on behalf of the Kayin's Aliyah. One of those 3 psukim, Pasuk Aleph, Vayidaber Shama Moshe Lemar, Pasuk Beis, Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Pasuk Gimel, Va'amarta Aleihem. So he's going to lay Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Gimel, and that's going to be the end of the Kayin's Aliyah. The Levi, and then when you call up the Levi, Chayzer V'Koyre, Va'amarta, he's going to repeat Pasuk Gimel. He's going to repeat Pasuk Gimel, Va'amarta Aleihem. V'Koyre, and then he'll continue, and he'll lay Pasuk Dalet, as a kevasech ha'tasim ha'bleker, and then helain pasukei va'asiris ha'efa. So from the first 5 psukim, you got 2 aliyahs, the Kayin and the Levi. The Yisrael, and then the Yisrael that you call up for Shlishi, Kayrei Olas Tamid, he's going to continue with pasuk vav, Olas Tamid, ad uberosh echachechem. So he's going to lay the last 3 psukim of the first parsha, right? He's going to lay vav, zayin, and ches. Then he's going to lane Tes and Yud, Uviyom HaShabbos, and what is it? Uviyom HaShabbos, and Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbatai, and that's going to bring us up to Uvarosh Echachechem, or Revi, and then the Revi, the 4th Aliyah that we're adding, L'Choyd Rish Chaydesh, Kairei Uvarosh Echachechem, he will pick up with Uvarosh Echachechem, Ad HaSoif, until the end of that Parsha, and the end of the Rosh Chaydesh laning. So the Mechaber lays out the Chiddush. The Mechaber lays out the unusual aspect of the Rosh Chodesh laning. He lays out the exact format and construct of the laning. He does not explain, though, why we do something which is so highly unusual. And for that, we have the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring down some other minhagim, some other ways that some places lay in the Rosh Chodesh laning as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah's Cotton Bave, Svaledi Chayzer Vikarei, Hatam. The reason for this unusual kriya is before Gemara. It's explained in the Gemara in Megillah Chaf Aleph Amid Beis and Chaf Beis Amid Aleph. Mishum deleka beparsha zu elishmoina psukim. The problem that we have is, in the first of the three parshiyos that we lay for the Rosh Chodesh lighting, beginning with Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, until Ubiyoyim HaShabbos, which is the first pasuk of the next parsha, in that first parsha, we only have Elashmoina Psukim. We only have 8 Psukim in that parsha, and we have a problem with how to break up those 8 Psukim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains the problem. VMK, now that we only have 8 Psukim, what do we do? Im Yikra HaLevi Kedarkoi Shloisha Psukim, right? You would say, okay, there's 8 Psukim. All right, so very good. Let the Kayin, let the first Aliyah be the first 3 Psukim. Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, and Pasuk Gimel. No problem. Then let the Levi lane the next 3 Psukim. So the Kayin, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel. 3 Aliyahs, no problem. The Levi, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Hei, Pasuk Vav. Another 3 Aliyahs. Beautiful Aliyah, no problem. Kayin and Levi taken care of with 6 Psukim. Each one of them had 3 Psukim. Ah, but now we have a problem. You can't end Levi with Pasuk Vav. You know why? Because Lo Yishtayer B'Parsha El Shtei Psukim. So how many Psukim are remaining in this Parsha? Only 2. Only Pasuk Zayin and Pasuk Ches. Once you finish Pasuk Ches, you came to a Stuma. A Psucha, actually, not a Stuma. Yeah, Psucha. So you're now at the end of a Parsha. So you only have 2 Psukim remaining to the parsha, the Kamalana we paskin, the Ein Mishayrim Shnei Psukim Lefnei Parsha. You're not allowed to end 2 Psukim before the end of a parsha. You're not allowed to end an Aliyah where there are only 2 Psukim left to the parsha. Ukidela El Reish Simit Kof Lamed Ches, like we learned in Kof Lamed Ches. And again, the reason is because if somebody walks out of shul at that moment, he is going to look in the Chumash. He's going to assume that, oh, it must be that the Shlishi is only going to lay in 2 Psukim. And he's going to conclude that you're allowed to have 2 Psukim in an Aliyah. And that's not true. So you can't do that. You can't make Kayin, Pasuk Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Levi, Pasuk Dalet, Pasuk Hei, Pasuk Vav. That's not an Eitzah, so you can't do that. Okay, fine. So you can't do that. So says the Mishnah Berurah, all right, maybe let's do something different. The Lekala Neymar, the Likru Beparsha Zu, Ella Kayin Valevi. Maybe you'll say, all right, what's the problem? In this first parsha, how many psukim do we have? We have 8 psukim. So why don't we just do 4 and 4? Let the Kayin do Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet. Let the Levi do Hei Vav Zayin Eches. So you have 8 psukim in this parsha, divided equally between the Kayin and the Levi, right? 4 and 4. And then what will the Shlishi be? Well, the Shlishi is going to have to start with Uviyoyim HaShabbos. Now you have a conundrum. Because now Shlishi is going to start with Uviyoyim HaShabbos. How many Psukim are there in the Parsha of Uviyoyim HaShabbos? Only 2. So that's not an Aliyah on its own. So for Shlishi, you're going to have to lane the 2 Psukim of Uviyoyim HaShabbos. You can't stop then, because you only have 2 Psukim. So you're going to have to go into the Parsha of Uvarosh Echachechem. Now, once you go into the Parsha of Uvarosh Echachechem, you're going to have to lane at least 3 Psukim in the Parsha of Uvarosh Echachechem. Why? Because you're not allowed to end an Aliyah within 2 Psukim of the beginning of a Parsha. So you can't lane, in our case, the Shlishi cannot do the 2 Psukim of Uviyoyim HaShabbos, and then let's say only Pasuk Yud Aleph, the first Pasuk of the next Parsha, so that he has 3 Psukim. Can't do that. You know why? Because then you went into the next Parsha with only 1 Pasuk, and you ended in Aliyah. Why is that a problem? Because what if somebody walks into Shul late? And he walks in right when the Shlishi ends his Aliyah. So he sees that the Shlishi ends his Aliyah at the end of Pasuk Yud Aleph. He's going to look at a Chumash and he's going to say, wow, Pasuk Yud Aleph is the first Pasuk of a new Parsha. It's the first Pasuk of this Parsha that begins with Uvarosh Echachechem. And he just ended his Aliyah. Oh, it must be that his Aliyah was only 1 Pasuk. So he's going to make a mistake and he's going to think, oh, you can have an Aliyah that's 1 Pasuk. So you can't end an Aliyah within 3 Psukim of the beginning of a Parsha. So if the Shlishi is going to start by Pasuk Tes, he's going to start with Uviyoyim HaShabbos, he's going to have to do Pasuk Tes, Pasuk Yud, right? He finished the parsha. He only has two psukim. He has to go weiter. He's going to have to do Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel. Now he went three psukim into the next parsha. All right, what is that going to leave for Ravi? That's going to leave for Ravi only Yud Dalet and Tesvav. Once you come, Tesvav is the end of the Rosh Chodesh lining. So now the Ravi only has two psukim. You can't have an aliyah, that's only two psukim. Let's see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah. So again, you might say, let's take the first eight psukim of the first parsha of this lady. Let's take those first eight psukim and divide it up between the Kain and the Levi. Vashli Shiva Ravi Yikru Baparshas Ubiyoima Shabbos Ubaparshas the Rosh Chodesh, and then make two aliyas out of the second and the third parsha, the parsha of Ubiyoima Shabbos and the parsha of Uvarosh Chodeshem. Says the Chavos Chaim, that's not an Eitzah. Gamze Yevshir, that's not going to work. Why? Because what I just told you. The parsha, the Shabbos Leka Elishnei Psukim. The parsha of Uvarosh Chodeshem is only two psukim. Can't have an Ali only two psukim. Valken Yetzarich L'Sayim L'Shlishi Be'ezah Psukim B'Parsha D'Rosh Chodesh. Now the Shlishi is going to have to continue into the Parsha of Uvarosh Chodeshem. How far into that Parsha is he going to have to go? Since we learned in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah that once you go into a new Parsha, you must lay at least three psukim into the new Parsha. So you're going to have to go three psukim into Uvarosh Chodeshem. So you're going to have to use Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel, the first three psukim of Uvarosh Chodeshem. You're going to have to use them for the Shlishi. And then Lo Yishtar B'Parsha D'Rosh Chodesh L'Fnei Ravi El Shtei Psukim. So then you can only have less left for Ravi, Yud Aleph and Tesvav. You can only have two psukim for him. Levi Shei Kula Rak Chamisha Psukim. The whole last parsha is only five psukim, and you just used up three of them for Shlishi. So for Ravi, you only have two psukim left. Valkein Tzarich Lases Kanal. So that's why he explains the Mishnah Berurah, the Eitzah is the Mechaber's Eitzah. Begin the laning, give the Kayin the first three psukim of the laning, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Then repeat Pasuk Gimel and give the Levi, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Then call up the Shlishi, give the Shlishi the last three psukim of the first parsha, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, and the two psukim of the second parsha, Uviyarma Shabbos, give him those two psukim. And then for the Ravi, give him all five psukim of Uvarosh Chodeshem. And now everything is fine. Everybody had three psukim. You always stayed within the guidelines of Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. You didn't end off an aliyah with leaving only two psukim left to the end of the parsha. You didn't start off a parsha and go less than three psukim into the parsha, and everything is wonderful. It all works. Okay, now let's go to Mishnah Berurah Iska Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ravi Karvei Barash Chachek. Says the Mishnah Berurah, having said all this, the Das HaBach, it's the opinion of the Bach and the Pri Chadash, they had a different way of cutting it up. They were faced with the same problem, but they cut it up in a different way. V'das HaBach Pri Chadash, she'yoyzer toiv l'sayim la'shlishi ad ubiyoyim ha'shabbos. They wanted that the way you should break it up is that the first three aliyas should use up the first eight psukim. You should make three aliyas out of the first eight psukim, out of the first parsha. So Kayan, Levi, and Yisrael should all end before Ubiyayim HaShabbos. How would that work? So according to the Bach and the Pri Chadash, what you would do is like this. The Kayan would get Pasuk Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, same way we did it before. The Levi is going to repeat Pasuk Gimel, and he's going to get Gimel, Dalet, and Hay, the same way we do it, our minik. And then the Yisrael is going to get the next three psukim, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. That's going to be the end of Shlishi. Now, we don't do that. We do Kayin, Aleph, Beis, Gimel. That's the same. We do Levi, Gimel, Dalet, Hay. That's the same. And then for Shlishi, we do Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, and Yud. We give the Shlishi five psukim all the way till Uver Rosh Chachechem. It helps to follow this, to have a chumash or a sitter open in front of you. That's the way we do it. The Bach and the Pri Chadash, they make one change. They give the Kayin Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. They give the Levi, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. They only give the Yisrael Vav, Zayin, and Ches. And they stop by Uvi Yom HaShabbos. V'haRavi, Yikra, Uvi Yom HaShabbos, Atzayif HaKriya. And then for Ravi, they expand Ravi. Instead of starting Ravi by Uvi Rosh HaChechem, they start Ravi two psukim early by Uvi Yom HaShabbos. That's the way they do it. Why do they do it that way? Why do the Bach and the Pri Chodesh like that better? Because the Bach and the Pri Chodesh had an interesting problem. The Bach and the Pri Chodesh said, if we're going to start, you know, we see that in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, we're all afraid of somebody who's leaving shul early, coming to shul late, looking in the Chumash and making a mistake, making an invalid halachic assumption. Says the Bach and the Pri Chodesh, if that's what you're worried about, if we're going to cut it up the way we do, so that the Ravi is going to start with Uber Rosh HaChechem. What happens? Somebody comes late to shul, and he sees that the Ravi starts his Aliyah with Uber Rosh HaChechem. He looks in the Chumash, and he says, what came before Uber Rosh HaChechem? A very small parsha, a parsha of two psukim, Uvi Yom HaShabbos and Oil Shabbos B'Shabbatot. Oh, it must be that was the Shlishi. If I see that the Ravi is starting from Uber Rosh HaChechem, it must be that the Shlishi was the previous parsha, which is only two psukim. And they're going to make a mistake and think that an Aliyah could have two psukim. So that's why the Bach and the Pri Chodesh tweak the laning the way they do. Achein, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, Mipri Agadim Mashma She'Adif Lases Kimin Agenu, Pri Agadim says our method is better. Vida, and you should know, and this gra that we're about to learn got me in trouble many years ago when I was in a certain place that I'm not going to name, a certain yeshiva, and they had no balkare on Rosh Chodesh. Happens to be that it was Rosh Chodesh Av, and I was in this yeshiva by Shachris, by Kriyas HaTorah. They took out the Sefer Torah, they put it on the bima, and they didn't have a balkare. So they looked around for a balkare. So I'm a balkare, so I got up and I went to lane. And I broke up the aliyahs the way we do. And I started getting clops on the table and people yelling, no, you're breaking up the laning wrong. Because in this yeshiva, they follow the minhag agra that we're about to hear right now. Very unusual. This is not common. Here in the United States, highly uncommon. In Eretz Yisrael, it's more common. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that you should know the Hagra Chaylaka Iker Dina da Mechaber. The Gra disagrees with this whole Mechaber. Uladaita, in his opinion, say the Rakriya Berish Chodesh Ukein. The format of Lady Garish Chodesh is as follows. Kayen, Kairish Laisha Psukim. The Kayen, Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Vahalevi Chamisha Atsoif Haparsha. So the Kayen gets Pasuk Aleph, Psukim Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. The Levi continues from where the Kayin left off. We don't repeat. We're going to give the Levi five psukim. The remaining five psukim in the first parsha. Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, and Ches. So the Levi is going to end right before Uvi Yom HaShabbos. So you took the first eight psukim of the laning and you divided it up between the Kayin and the Levi. You gave the Kayin the first three. You gave the Levi the next five, and now you're up to Uvi Yom HaShabbos. Okay. Vashlishi. Now the Shlishi. Chayzer v'kayre shloisha psukim ha'akroidim b'parsha shekaru. Now you're going to go into reverse, and for Shlishi, you're going to go back to Pasuk Vav. Olas tamad ha'asuya bar Sinai. And for Shlishi, you're going to lain Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk Ches, and the Kairei Uvi Yom HaShabbos ad Parsha to Rosh Chodesh. And then you're going to lain, you're also going to give Shlishi, Tes and Yud, Uvi Yom HaShabbos and Oil HaShabbos. And then the Ravi is going to be the Ravi the way we do it. The Ravi Kairei B'Parsha to Rosh Chodesh, Vayin B'Bir Halacha, where he explains the Shitas HaGra. So the Gra is also going to shift in reverse. We, in our minig, we only end up repeating one Pasuk. In the Gra's minig, you actually end up repeating three psukim. But that's the minig HaGra, and believe it or not, there are places that follow that minig. And this is an interesting bir halacha. If you want to go through this bir halacha, v'levi chayzer v'kare, we simply don't have time for it, so I'm going to go weiter. Okay. Boy, and everybody thought that the days of overly long shiurim ended with the end of Eruvei Trumim. Okay, moving along to Sif Gimel, says the Machaber. Oimer Kaddish. All right, we finished laning. At the end of laning, the Malkere says a Chatzi Kaddish. So we're going to have a Chatzi Kaddish here. Oimer Kaddish. After this Chatzi Kaddish, what's the next step? The Ashrei Uvolotzioin. Now we're going to say Ashrei and Uvolotzioin. The Ein Oimrim Yancha Hashem B'yoyim Tzara, but we're not going to say Lam Natzech Mizlo David Yancha Hashem B'yoyim Tzara. Why are we not going to say Lam Natzeach? Because Rosh Chodesh is a shtickle, a yomtiv, is a shtickle, a mayed, and therefore it's inappropriate to have Lam Natzeach. So we laned, we said Chatzi Kaddish, we said Ashrei Uvolotzioin. The Mechaber doesn't mention over here that after Ashrei Uvolotzioin, we're going to have a Chatzi Kaddish. Let's take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah is Katan Dalet. Oimer Kaddish, after we says the Mishnah Berurah is Katan Dalet. Oimer Kaddish, Haynu Chatzi Kaddish, Oimer Al Habima, Al Sefer Torah. This Kaddish that the Mechaber says, Oimer Kaddish, is a reference to the Chatzi Kaddish by the Bima. After waning. V'achakach Ashrei Uvolotzioin. Then we say Ashrei Uvolotzioin. V'chatzi Kaddish b'shul apsukim b'shul Ashrei Uvolotzioin. After Ashrei Uvolotzioin, we have a Chatzi Kaddish that goes back on the recitation of the psukim of Ashrei Uvolotzioin. Continues the Mechaber. All right. So we had the Chatzi Kaddish after laning. We had Ashrei Uvolotzioin without Amnatzech. We had a Chatzi Kaddish after Ashrei Uvolotzioin. Now, and this is the Mechaber, and Mechaber is describing what happens according to Nusach Sfarad. And that's why he didn't mention the Kaddish yet. The Kaddish after Ashrei Uvolotzioin. Because now, Umachzer Sefer Torah L'mekoymoi, right? Nusach Sfarad does this. Nusach Ashkenaz puts the Sefer Torah away right after laning. Laning, Chatzi Kaddish, Hag B'Galila, put the Sefer Torah away, Ashrei Uvolotzioin, Chatzi Kaddish. Nusach Sfarad is Laning, Chatzi Kaddish, Ashrei Laning, Hag B'Galila, Chatzi Kaddish, Ashrei Uvolotzioin, then Machzer Sefer Torah L'mekoymoi, then you put the Sefer Torah away, then you have Chatzi Kaddish. V'omdim lehispal Tfilas Musaf, and then we go to Davin, Tfilas Musaf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Katan Hayu Machzer Sefer Torah, this is again the minhag of Nusach Sfarad. Uvemekoymenu, Chofetz Chaim says, in our regions where they daven Ashkenaz, Shemachzirin haSefer Torah lahichol b'yad achar kriya, we put the Sefer Torah back right after laning, k'mar shekasav haramah, b'sav simon chafei sif yud gimel. Oiskat vav, then we go to daven tfilas musaf. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh eza shinei nuscha ois, we find different textual variations in the recitation of the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei. Yesh garsin zikaron lechulam hayu. There are those that say, Rosh Chodeshim la'amcha nasata, zman kapar lechol toldoisam, zikaron lechulam hayu. Lashon avar. There was a zikaron. There was a remembrance for Klal Yisrael back in the day when we had a Beis HaMikdash and we were able to bring the Musafim in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yeh shekarsin zikaron l'chulam yihiyu. There are those that say, no, there will be. Lashon hoiveh. There's a zikaron even now that we don't have, that we can't actually bring the karbonos, but unesham parim svasenu. We're going to daven Musaf, and Rosh Chodesh is still going to be a zikaron for us. V'yeh shekarsin zikaron l'chulanu yihiyeh. L'chulanu yihiyeh. For all of us, yihiyeh. Again, Lashon and the Mishnah Berurah says, whatever the minig in your locale is, you don't change the minig. Tzarech loymar uminchasam v'niskehem. In the Musaf, after we describe the Karban Musaf, we say uminchasam v'niskehem kimedubar, and then we describe the Karban Mincha. Uminchasam v'niskehem. Lafuke b'mad amir she'en lomer v'niskehem. There is a textual variation that did not say v'niskehem, says the Chofetz Chaim, we should say v'niskehem. Why didn't they say v'niskehem? Because the truth is that in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, we don't describe the nesachim of the Karban Musaf. So, therefore, it's a little inappropriate to say v'niskehem kimedubar. Yesha kasva, there are those that write, es musaf, So again, textual variations. When we say and we say that the Rabbanu Shalom Shiva Mechadish Aleinu Sachadish Hazeh L'Toyva V'Levracha L'Sasi L'Simcha, we have a lot of Lashonos over there. And if you look at it, there are 12 Lashonos. And then there's a 13th. L'Bechila Shcheit U'L'Slicha Zavayin. And then the 13th Lashon, the 13th phrase is U'L'Chaparas Pasha. So the Chavetz Chaim says, V'chein Yesh Aymerim U'L'Chaparas Pasha. There are those that add in U'L'Chaparas Pasha every single month of the year, whether it's a leap year, whether it's not a leap year, they always say Ulechaparas Pasha. There are those that only add Ulechaparas Pasha during a leap year. Why? Because, like I said, there are 12 phrases. Ulechaparas Pasha is the 13th. So on a leap year, when we have an Adar Sheni and we have 13 months, you add in Ulechaparas Pasha. Even during a leap year, we also have different menhagim. There are those that only add in Ulechaparas Pasha during a leap year, only until the end of Adar Sheni. So when at the conclusion of the leap month, at the conclusion of the extra month that we add, Adar Sheni, they drop Ulechaparas Pasha. And then there are those that know, if it's a leap year, they say Ulechaparas Pasha for the entire year. And there are different minhagim. Literally, this means each river should follow its own path. Everybody should follow the minig in his locale. Let's say somebody went to daven Musaf and he got a little bit spaced out, unfortunately. And he went and he davened the regular Shmoneh Esrei. Atachin l'adam davsam alavim l'nishbina. Ashivenu avinu l'sarasecha. He didn't daven Musaf. He davened a regular Vachadik Shmoneh Esrei. La yotza. He's not yotza Musaf. He didn't mention the Karmanus Musaf. I feel his ki yalav yavai. Even if he mentioned Kedusha Sayyim, even if he said a Shmoneh Esrei with yalav yavai, you're not yotza Musaf. You didn't mention the Karmanus. So you didn't mention Musaf. You're not Yosef Musaf. But Tzarch Lasser L'Spal. You have to dive it over again. V'atam, the reason is, Poshut, Tzarch Lasser Kabbanis HaMusafim. In order for it to be a Tfilas Musaf, you have to mention the Kabbanis HaMusafim. Miyu, however, Im Omar Ba'achas Ben HaBrachos, if he inserted into one of the brachos, Yihi Ratzo In Shenaseh L'Fanecha Chaveseinu, B'Temidei Yoyim U'Bekomen Musaf, if he stuck in an interesting text somewhere in the middle of his Vachadik Shmoneh Esrei. Oh, we should be Zaycha, we should be able to bring the Karbanos, the Temidim, and the Karbanos Musaf. He didn't even describe the Karbanos Musaf, but he mentioned them, Uber Karbanos Musafim, Yatza, he would be Yatza, Ukitaleh al Sim Reis Amaches, Siv Dalet, highly unadvisable. By the way, I was, I heard a fascinating story about people who lived in Siberia in the 80s, who had been totally cut off from Jewish civilization since before World War II. And they would daven a weekday Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos with Yalav Yavai, and they would say, V'zachreinu b'yom HaShabbos hazeh. They did not know that there was a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. They davened a Vochadik Shmoneh Esrei on Shabbos, and they put it in Yalav Yavai, and they mentioned Shabbos in Yalav Yavai. Fascinating. Says the Mechaber Vayter. So, Umachzer Shliach, three lines off the bottom, near the beginning of the line. So, you're going to daven Musaf, and then Umachzer Shliach HaTzibur HaTfilah, then the Chazan is going to say Chazaras HaShatz of Tfilos Musaf. V'Omer Keser, and the Mechaber, again, this is Nusach Sfard. When it comes to Kedusha, you don't say the regular Kedusha, either of Nakdishach in Nusach Sfard, or the Kadesh in Nusach Ashkaz, or Naharitzcha. V'Omer Keser, you say Keser. However, even though we're going to say Keser, it's not the Shabbos and Yom Tov version of Kedusha. It's not the extended version of Kedusha with Kevoidoi Malay Olam, Mishas of Shayalam Zelazeh. No. You say Kadosh, 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 Hashem Tzvakais, Malay Chala Aretz Kevoidoi. You don't go to Kevoidoi Malay Olam. Omer Lumasa Mishab Kivyomim. And this is Sfarad. You would go straight to Ulu Masam Mishabkim Yomrim Kemoy Bekedusha Shachlis. V'achar Shesiyam Chazaras HaTfilah, after the completion of Chazaras HaShatz, Oimer Kaddish, you're going to say Kaddish Shalem. V'Oimer Mizbar Baruchi Nafshi Es Hashem, and you're going to insert Baruchi Nafshi. Says the Mishnah Brura, beginning with Ois Katan Zayin. Varma Keser, Haimel Fiminig B'nai Sfara. This would be Nusach Sfara. Varma B'nai Achkenaz, Armim Nekadesh, Kamai B'tfil Shachris. Ois Katan Ches, Armim Kadesh, Hainu Kadesh Sholem. After Chazar Sachatz of Musav, you say Kadesh Sholem, Im Tiskabel B'shvil HaTfilo. Because that's the closure on the Shemana Esrei of Musav. Ois Katan Tes, V'armim Bismar Barchi Navshi. We recite Barchi Navshi after the davening on Rish Chodesh. Why? Bisham Denizka by Mikra Diarech Asalamayadim. Because you have a pasuk in Barchi Navshi, Yarech Asalamayadim. The Rabbi Hashem created the moon, which charts out for us the calendar that the Yomim Tovim are based on. Because of Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes, the B'Ksas B'Kamais, Ein Oymer Moisai. In some places they did not say Barchi Navshi. In some places they say Barchi Navshi and they don't say the regular Yom. That's the Minhag Gra. The reason for that is because the Gra said, why do we say the Yom every day? Because the capital of Tilim that we say for each day, that's the Shira that the Levium sang in the Beis HaMikdash by the Karban Tamid. Says the Gra, on Rish Chodesh, they said Barchi Navshi. On Rish Chodesh, the Shira of the Levium was Barchi Navshi. It wasn't the regular Shir Shal Yom. So we don't say the regular Shir Shal Yom. We only say Barchi Navshi. That's the Minhag Gra. Moving along to the final sif in this sif, Sif Dalud, says the Makaber. Nayhagim lach leitz tfilin kisharait sibil hispal musif. As we all know, we take off our tfilin on Rish Chodesh before musif. Says the Mishra Eskot, Yud Nayhagim. Atam, the reason we take off the tfilin is the kamay da'in manichin tfilin b'yamtav b'shem shiyamtav ba'atzmai ois. We know that we don't put on tfilin on Shabbos and Yomtav. Why is that? Because Shabbos, we know tfilin are called an ois. Tfilin are called a sign. They're a sign, they're a symbol of the relationship that we have with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. U'kesharetem lo'ois al yodecha. We put on tefillin as an ois, as a sign. Well, Shabbos is also an ois. Ois hi lo'olam. It's an ois. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos is an ois of our relationship. Yom Tov is also an ois. First of all, Yom Tov is an ois because the same way Shabbos is an ois, Yom Tov is also called Shabbosayim. So Yom Tov is also nice. Also, the psukim that describe the Karban Pesach and the Yom Tov of Pesach by Yitzias Mitzrayim also uses the word ois. And all the Yom Tovim are iskash lahadadi. All of the Yom Tovim are compared to each other. So Shabbos is an ois, Yom Tov is an ois, and therefore we don't put on tefillin, which is an ois. Why? To show that on Shabbos and Yom Tov we don't need an additional ois. If we would put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it would be denigrating to the ois of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you don't put on tefillin, and on Rish Chodesh, we also don't put on tefillin. K'may Kain says the Mishnah Brura, Yesh Lini B'Rish Chodesh on Kol Panim B'Shas Musif, Shamaskiru Musfei Ayoyim. We're mamish announcing the Yom Tov aspect of Rish Chodesh when we daven Musif. When do we have a Musif? We have a Musaf on Yom Tov. So when we daven Musaf on Rish Chodesh, we're proclaiming the Yom Tov aspect on Rish Chodesh. So it would be improper to wear tefillin. Shamaskir Musfei Ayoyim. Da'is Eskir Gamkein Hukein Ois. The Kasef HaPribe God, the Ripribe God writes, Yesh Lachitz HaTfillin Be'uval Osiyayin Koidim Yihirotzayin Shenish Baruch Kecha. The Ripribe God says that we should actually take off our tefillin in the middle of Uval Osiyayin before the Yihirotzayin, near the end of Uval Osiyayin. I think the point is that we should not take off the tefillin between the Chatzi Kaddish after Atri of Olatzion and the Shemana Esrei of Musaf, because we don't want a hefsik between the Kaddish and the Shemana Esrei. Kaddish has a dual function after Atri of Olatzion. It's a Kaddish that goes back on the Psukim of Atri of Olatzion. It's also a Kaddish that goes forward onto the Shemana Esrei, and therefore we want to be memayit the hefsik according to the Pre-Bagadah. Some have the minig only to take the ritzuas of the shalyad off their fingers at that point. Miu calls it Rish Chodesh. This is only again Rish Chodesh. Ava b'chalamayit chu yom tov gomor chalamayit, which is a real yom tov. We take off our tefillin earlier. Yesh lechaltsam kind of howl. The Magen Avraham says we take off our tefillin before howl. At least those of us who put on tefillin on chalamayit. Okay, thank you for joining me for Limud HaTorah. Discuss of Limud HaTorah. Should be Megan Agas Klaius, Rav Damar Sharf Shesed, Yeshuas, Refuas, Shaduchim, Pardosa, Tolos, and Need. We should be Zaychit to see the BS Gold Tzedek, Bemehera, V'Yameinu, Amen, be well.